Hi, good morning. Welcome to Life Church Litchfield's daily podcast. If you've been listening to them week by week, then it's really great to talk to you again. If you're new to it, then welcome. And we trust that Ness and myself and Graham will be an inspiration as we share our insight into God's Word with you. If you have listened for a while, you'll know that on the odd occasion I've read a psalm from a book that I particularly love. Last year when it was my birthday, somebody bought me a book called Psalms Now. And it's a very, very modern translation of all of the 150 psalms that we read in the Bible. I love the psalms. I love reading them. I love sharing them with people. Over the last 12 months in the many funerals that I've conducted, the psalms, particularly Psalm 23, has been a very poignant moment to bring strength and help and hope to people. And I believe they are that, and I've said this many times, because they're real life. These are human beings who are in love with God, but wrestling with some of the issues that surround them and some of the battles that they face externally and internally. Yet in it all, you'll see the beauty is that they never really lose sight of God. They possibly just feel that as they focused on other things, he's faded into the background, and then they bring him to the fore again and again and again. These are beautiful words. And I want to read from that book, Psalms Now, and I want to read Psalm 27. I was just reading this in a prayer gathering the other day, and it really, really struck me. Let me read it through and then just double emphasize the last statements, the last verse in this, as it's been recorded here. This is Psalm 27. With the living and eternal God as my goal and my guide, fear and anxiety need have no place in my life. All the evil in the world cannot destroy him, nor can it destroy anyone within his loving embrace. The very legions of hell lay siege to my soul, only to be thwarted by a power far greater. I have one primary and ultimate desire, to abide within the love and acceptance of God. Within his tender care, I know I am safe. Thus, I shall stand tall, regardless of threatening enemies and the tyranny of evil. I will counter the subtle voices of temptation with exclamations of praise to my God. My God does hear when I cry out to him. He does not ignore my needs, neither is he indifferent to my desires. He will not let me go, even if my own family should turn against me. He will sustain me and keep me on course through the dangers and pitfalls of this life. It is possible to know and experience God's love in this uncertain, tumultuous existence. But take courage, step out in faith, scorn the consequences, and let God have his way with you. Oh, wow. Is that rich? That's the second time I've read it this morning. And it just inspires my soul. It makes me feel like I'm $1 million because of the relationship that I have with the God of all heaven. And I pray that it will not only inspire you this morning, but sustain you throughout this day. That closing statement then. It is possible to know and experience God's love in this uncertain, tumultuous existence. Take courage, step out in faith, scorn the consequences, and let God have his way with you. Do you know what? That's the way I want to live. And that's the way that everybody I have the chance to influence, I want them to live. So take hold of it today. You go take courage. You step out in faith. Scorn the consequences. Hey, and let God have his way with you. Be full of the Holy Spirit today. And make this a great day. Holy Spirit, come to us now. Fill us, refresh us, help us to focus. More than anything, help us to just lean again into you and recognize all that we have through our relationship with you. Pour strength, hope into everyone's life as we make this a great day and look forward to a great week. Carpe diem.